Blog Talk Radio.
A very geeky show. A tiny listen to his mother. So jolly.
Announcer stated, it is Social Geek Radio time, and this is Dev Evans coming to you live from Stagecoach, Texas, and Jack Munson. Hello, Jack. How are you tonight?
Hi. Jack Munson from Engage One-to-One here. How are you?
Good. So where is Jack Munson?
Today I am in sort of the center of the universe for social geeks. I'm in Silicon Valley, lovely San Jose, California. So everyone here is at some level a social geek, so I love it. These are my people, Deb.
They would be your people. That is really cool.
And
I did not realize
well.
You were there. Yes, my people
too.
Yeah,
it's an interesting space and area and vibe out here right now. I know you were out here recently for the GIFA conference, and you know. Wow, what a terrific scene, and business is booming, and everybody is, you can't go anywhere without seeing someone with their head down over something, or maybe a Google Glass on their face. So
that's true.
but glad to be coming to you live on Social Geek Radio tonight. I know we've got a lot of big things happening in the franchise and marketing space, not the least of which are a couple of big events coming up in the next 2 to 4 weeks, starting with Franchise Capital Exchange.
Yes, I'll be out in Chicagoland next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It'll be a lot of fun. So Susan Blackbeth has really put together another dynamic conference for investors and franchisors looking for investors. And I'm excited to be there and be part of the educational sessions that they have for the event, too. So guess what I'll be speaking on?
Let me guess. No, you tell me. Go ahead. I don't think I can guess in a million years.
A little bit of social media communication.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we're totally, you know, out of character for me, isn't it?
One of these times we're going to go to a conference and somebody's going to, you know, ask one of us to speak on, you know, some sort of operational or finance areas, and we'll be like, wait, what?
What? No. We could do that. So, yeah, so that's next week. So if we have any listeners that are in the Chicago area, I would love to connect with you because I'll have a little bit of free time. I'm putting a plug out there. I will be seeing Ms. Jenny Dietrich while I'm in Chicago. I can't go to Chicago without trying to catch her. And so if there's anyone else out there, ping me. And then Jack, you and I will be in the DC area for public affairs, leadership committee meetings, convention committee meetings. We're going to have full plate for those couple of days.
That's coming up less than a month, September, officially September 15th through the 17th at the JW Marriott in DC, but unofficially things kicking off the night of the 14th with the annual tweet up at the JW Marriott. So if you're coming to the public affairs conference, be sure to swing by the tweet up just off of the lobby of the JW Marriott about 7:30 p.m. And even if you're not participating in the full conference or going to Capitol Hill or any of that stuff, if you're in the DC area and interested in networking with some pretty bright franchising folks and some marketing and technology enthusiasts, please stop on by. We'd be glad to introduce you to some of the folks that we know in franchising. And it's usually an educational and informative, but also, you know, it's an enjoyable time with this group, too. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be great. So now tonight we're going to switch gears a little bit. We've talked about marketing and franchising and, you know, all part of the digital world. We haven't talked a whole lot in the last couple of weeks about customer relationships. So we've asked Brian, who is franchise agency sales manager with Signpost, who is very familiar with franchising, been around the franchise space for quite some time, to join us. So, Brian, I believe you're on the air.
I am. How are you, Deb?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I'm coming to you live here from our office out in Denver, Colorado.
So Signpost is based in New York City as well as Denver, and you have a third location now in Austin, Texas, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Cool. So tell us a little bit more about this cloud-based marketing software. I'm very familiar with it. I think Jack is too. But why don't you give the audience a little bit of flavor of you know, what it is that Signpost does in the franchising space?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, with the franchising space, there's obviously a lot of needs and things that we're trying to identify for small businesses, for the franchisees, to basically make their lives easier. So, you know, what we're aiming to do, first things first, is just make sure that their online presence is consistent and accurate across the board. And that touches on really everything from, you know, local discovery in the local business listings to the social media that you're so familiar with and involved in with Google Plus and Facebook and all of that. Really just presenting a unified online presence is really the first step and the first key to the online advertising. So we want to really dive into that a little bit, help out any franchisees with that. You know, additionally, what we're always looking to do is just, again, make their lives simpler. So that involves everything from, you know, helping them with calls to action, helping them with data collection, you know, housing everything under one platform, one dashboard, and then most importantly, really discussing, you know, customer relationships and the lifetime value of a business. Lifetime value of a customer. Unfortunately, what we've seen over the past several years is a lot of franchisees and a lot of consumers kind of conditioned to the daily deal type world where they're always looking for that cheapest deal out there, and they haven't been building the lifetime value of customers that we really need to focus in on. So that's kind of where we look to help in those three areas and you know, bring as much expertise and help to franchisees as possible.
Cool. Now, one of the things that I think I wasn't as familiar with when I started seeing Signpost and started working with some of the franchisees that I work with is the actual listings. I mean, I think I remember seeing a list of the local listings that you make consistent, and there was some on there that I wasn't even familiar with. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, everyone will say, okay, Yelp, we get it in Google Plus, but what are some of the other listings that you work with?
So there's a number of them out there, really, and you're absolutely right. There's several directories and listings that, you know, I've never really heard of, and they don't even get a ton of traffic. That's pretty obvious. You know, a lot of the search traffic mm-hmm. comes from Google, from Yelp, from Yahoo. What we've noticed and what we've seen, you know, over the years, though, is that the major search engines, Google and Yahoo specifically, are looking at basically your overall online presence. You know, a major search engine like Google, they want to present the most accurate, the most up-to-date information to their users. So when they're kind of scanning and seeing online if a business has, you know, maybe their DBA is listed somewhere, maybe their business name is listed somewhere else in a Yellow Page directory, maybe they have, you know, 15 different tracking phone numbers. Maybe they have an old address that's showing up. That can all negatively impact their overall organic ranking, their overall online presence. So the first thing that we want to do is just let's tie that all together. Let's make it consistent. If you want to use tracking phone numbers, that's fine, but, you know, let's be kind of consistent with it. So that way when we present basically your listings online and your online presence, it looks consistent and accurate, and the search engines and the consumers know that you are a legitimate, verified business and open to take their, you know, to help those customers.
Brian, it seems like that's a reoccurring theme that we hear from from a lot of franchisors that a lot of the local listings are out of date, or they've got some just erroneous data out there for a number of franchisees. Is that a huge problem? I mean, it seems like everybody's dealing with that to some extent, but is that something that's just, you know, really out of control right now?
So it's something that we definitely see as an issue with a lot of franchisees and small businesses in general. Part of the reason for that is essentially kind of, you know, all of the different directories out there at times can pull information from different places if it's not being managed, you know, consistently. So, for example, some directories kind of pull information from, like, tax documents. So you might see your business name show up with a DBA on it. Other directories pull it from somewhere else. So, again, it is definitely a problem. One of the main things that we usually compare it to is pretty much your appearance. You know, you wouldn't walk out of your house looking like a complete mess. You probably want to make sure that all of your listings online don't look like a mess either before you even look into other forms of advertising. So that's one of the things that we can help with, we can, you know, educate with. That's really the biggest first step that we encourage franchisees to look at. And there's a number of different ways out there. I mean, we work with Yext for certain listings. There's other companies out there that can help out. But overall, you know, you should have your online presence cleared up and consistent before you really start diving into other areas.
Right, and you really don't want to promote too much until you have the where and the how fixed, so people are going to the right place and seeing the right information, and to borrow your analogy, not seeing you looking like a complete mess, right?
Right. That may have been a little harsh, but yes, you understand.
No, I think it's a great analogy, though. I really like it because it is so true that, you know, so we see so many franchisees that, you know, are focused on how, you know, something inside the store looks or something like that. And meanwhile, there's thousands of people who could see how their listing or their social channel looks when they're doing a search, and people aren't really paying attention to that. So I think it's a great analogy. This is Social Geek Radio, and tonight our guest is Brian Iredell of Signpost. Brian, tell us about some trends you're seeing, maybe outside of just the technology piece, but just overall with customer relationship management. Is there anything that is really sort of driving more business these days, or anything that that your clients are finding a lot of success in?
Sure, absolutely. I think the key theme, and you start to touch on it there, is really just those lasting customer relationships. It's almost going back to the basics, you know, before online, before offers and things like that. You know, you want, when you bring in a customer into your business, you want to treat them as the only customer, basically. You want to make sure that they have a great experience and they come back. That's one of the key themes that we've been seeing recently, and, you know, what we encourage franchisees and businesses to really work on. Again, unfortunately, based on some of the forms of advertising in the past with daily deal companies and things like that, it has encouraged consumers to basically deal shop and look for the cheapest price at all times. And we've kind of gotten away, or businesses in general have kind of gotten away from the importance of that lasting customer relationship, that word of mouth marketing, you know, repeat customers. All of that is what we, again, aim to encourage them to get back to and to try to bring in more customers. I think any business, any franchise that you talk to, if you ask them what is their best customer, they'll usually say a referral or somebody that came in word of mouth.
Sure. You know, it's interesting that you say that too, because we get so caught up in the technology and, you know, whatever the latest gadget is, but the reality is 4 years from now, the technology is going to be different, the gadgets are all going to be different. But the relationship with that customer hopefully is still there and stronger than it is today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to be 4 years. I think next year.
yeah.
In a year, in a month.
Probably a little slow on that. Maybe 4 months.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, here at Signpost and in other companies I've been in, it seems like it's 4 months. Everything changes, but, you know, that's the industry that we're in today and the age that we're in today, though. But it's great. It's fun and exciting.
Well,
yeah,
what
and
seems
I think
to be the most important channel right now for your clients? Is it still online advertising? Is it search? Is it email marketing? Is there one that really seems to be holding the key to success right now?
So I would say there's two answers to this, essentially two questions that you asked. What's the most popular and what have we seen as the most successful? there's definitely a difference with that. You know, pay-per-click advertising, what we're seeing is a ton of people are still using it. However, I'll throw another analogy at you here. It's kind of like the, you know, in my opinion, the yellow pages of days past.
Were going to go there.
Everybody's still doing it because their competitors are doing it, but it may not be the most cost-effective way to get your name out there, to get those repeat customers, to do all that. So from a most popular standpoint, it's definitely the online advertising, the pay-per-click, search engine optimization. You know, that is what we're seeing as the most popular, and we're trying to work with people to make sure that when they're spending the money, the most important thing is that they're getting the return on investment. Some of the areas where we've seen a very strong return on investment is a lot of the social media that Deb's doing. Google+ is getting absolutely huge right now. They're forcefully making it huge, but you know, businesses need to have a Google+ page in order to show up in the Google Maps section now. So that is a very, very important area. You know, just overall local discovery from the Google Maps section to directories like Yelp, Foursquare, that's huge as well and very beneficial to businesses. And then what we try to work with as well is kind of targeted email marketing, email remarketing, you know, again, going back to that customer relationship stuff. We want the business to understand who their customer is from when they find them online to when they come into the business, to when they transact with the business, how often they come back, everything like that. We want to make sure that we can paint a clear picture of the true life cycle of a client for them.
And I think that is value that is just it's something that every franchisee needs. I mean, they're just floundering saying, I don't know where to go, I don't know what to do, I don't know where to post, I don't know what coupon to offer or what promotion to offer and how to do it. And it seems like you've rolled it all up into this nice, neat package that helps them with that customer relationship and that marketing strategy so that they can build their business and focus on, you know, the cold calls and the street marketing and things that they need to do.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, and again, every franchisee that we talk to, Deb, every time you and I have spoken, I mean, we always, you know, talk about the similarities in various industries, but when it comes down to it, the businesses need to do what makes the most sense for them to accurately present themselves online and then to do whatever is going to get them usually the best return on investment and give them the clearest picture of the customer life cycle. So to be honest, for some people, maybe that is pay-per-click. For some people, maybe that's much more social media related. But there's definitely trends out there. There's things that we want to present to everybody and kind of just show them exactly what's happening with their business and make sure that they understand exactly what is going on and how to continue establishing and maintaining those customer relationships.
Give us an example of, you know, maybe a promotion or, you know, working with, maybe not without mentioning a franchise brand name, but, you know, what does that look like? You know, I know that, you know, you've worked with some franchisees and that you put together a coupon. Give us an idea of, you know, what kind of marketing is that you help them with.
Sure, absolutely. So, again, going back to the first step is just making sure that they're listed accurately online.
Right.
The advantage to this is through those local business listings, we Signpost specifically, we're able to actually present some sort of an offer, whether it be through the listings or, you know, some of the mobile apps that we work with and we partner with. We like to put some sort of an offer or an incentive for a consumer to buy it, even if it's as simple as them posting themselves on a Google Plus page or a friends and family offer. What we encourage, though, is to do something, you know, really seasonal. So right now, if we were talking about maybe some kind of a tutoring franchise, they would have back-to-school specials. You know, in the wintertime around New Year's, if we're talking about a gym franchise, maybe they want to have a New Year's resolution special, where they don't need to do huge, massive 50% off discounts and rev shares with the company that's pushing it for them. They should be doing that on their own as a way to continue to engage their existing customers, as a way to continue to hopefully, you know, push and spread word of mouth type advertising through their existing customers to new people. And that's really what we want to work with. We want to do whatever makes the most sense and can reach the right target audience.
Right. And Jack, have you seen this? I mean, it's back to school season. I mean, it's back to school. It's August, and September is around the corner. And I'll see back to school specials from businesses that don't have anything to do with education or back to school. You know, come buy your living room set today because it's back to school. So we're going to offer back to school because that's what's trending.
It always goes back to me about at some point, when did President's Day become a day that we sold appliances? I never quite made that connection either.
No.
But I guess, you know, people are looking for a reason to reach out to a potential customer. And, you know, I guess almost anything could have a back-to-school angle to it. I mean, any sort of phone or anything that somebody wants to sell, I guess, could be for a student. So, I'm with you. It seems like so many people are kind of running around the same track right now.
Right. Why pay full price? Because there's going to be a special because it's back to school or it's Veterans Day or it's Memorial Day.
Right.
So, so Signpost and agencies like, you know, what Brian offers is there's that opportunity, and anybody that says social media, I swear to God, I just heard this again this week. I don't need to use social media or digital marketing because it doesn't relate to my business. Do you have a business?
Yep.
It relates. I don't care if you're picking up dog poop. It relates. Don't get me started on you don't need social media.
Right. Sorry. Brian, tell us some things that, you know, if you could look into your crystal ball, what do you see? What's coming down the road? You know, I think this year was the year that Google Plus really sort of popped for everybody. What do you see happening later this year and next year? Is there anything that you guys are really looking at and pointing out to your clients saying we've got to get on board here?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, kind of what I mentioned before, it's starting to go back to basics, right? So businesses, I think you're going to see a lot more attention around that local discovery. So the Google Plus pages, the Yelps, the Foursquares, you know, very local, centralized based on, you know, a lot of reviews and just basically just local customer relationships. I think that's a theme that you're going to see continue to come up more and more. More so than that, you know, I think companies similar to Signpost and other companies out there are going to start focusing a lot more on automation of everything from the customer life cycle. So not only making sure that you're accurately represented in those local networks, but also giving some sort of an incentive or something some sort of a call to action to get new business in, you know, automation to make sure that we're not losing that data, you know, making sure that we're actually capturing consumer information, integrating with a CRM system, being able to remarket to it. I think you're going to see a lot of local and a lot of automation coming up in the next year or so from, you know, a number of different companies out there, probably even still with, you know, Facebook ads and stuff like that. I would assume there's going to be a lot more focus on that.
Yeah,
you mentioned...
and I think for the franchise industry, you know, you hit it right on the head that it's not getting more centralized. It's getting more local and split up, you know, amongst the regions and markets and franchisees. So I think you guys are really going in a nice direction right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you just mentioned reviews, and I don't think we talk enough about the importance of reviews. You know, you mentioned digital word of mouth, and but how does Signpost do you manage reviews, or how do you handle the reviews that are out there?
So with our new kind of automated system that's coming out, what we're looking to do is try to kind of proactively get ahead of negative reviews and also encourage positive reviews. So, you know, if everything is automated from being able to publish people online to tracking, you know, when they come into the business, when they make a purchase, we're able to really try to get ahead of the curve here and figure out if they had a good experience or not. And if they didn't, we want to be able to let that business know right away so they can reach out and try to salvage any kind of relationship before a negative review goes up. For somebody that had a great experience, we want to be able to kind of remarket to them, send them that email that says, hey, thank you for coming in. You know, hope you had a great time. If you did, here's a link to their Google Plus page. Please write a positive review or something to that effect.
Got it.
You know, obviously the correct wording. So we want to make sure that, you know, again, we're trying to make this as simple as possible for the business owners, because you and I both know that they are extremely busy and probably don't have the time for this. So as much automation as can happen is what's going to make them successful in the future, in my belief.
Good. Yeah, that's great. We are coming down to the wire here. We're going to run out of time. And before we do and we throw any more questions at you, would you give the audience the links and easiest ways to find you and Signpost?
Absolutely. So I would encourage just to go to signpost.com. SIGNPOST.com. My direct contact, if anybody listening has any questions, very simple. It's just Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at signpost.com. So they're the easiest ways to get some more information. On our website, it's great. There's a bunch of press releases and our recent Forbes magazine article being named one of the most promising companies of 2014. Just a bunch of information in there about kind of where we're going and you know, what our thoughts are and everything. And then again, if anybody has specific questions to me, I'm always available. Please feel free to reach out, and I'd be happy to talk one-on-one, answer any questions for anybody.
Very good. Jack, we have any more questions for Brian before we release him for the night?
Well, Brian, go forth and relate to customers. Our guest tonight has been Brian Iredell of Signpost. This is Social Geek Radio. And Brian, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Great conversation. And like you said, if anyone has any other questions, they can reach you at signpost.com and Brian at signpost.com. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Absolutely. Yep. Thank you, Jack. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, gentlemen, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
Good night.
Good night. Social Geek.